This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, on a Wednesday morning, broadcast live in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And boy, believe me when I tell you, what a night it was last night at the Tampa Trump Club. We had another big crowd, enthusiastic. There are a whole bunch of Trumpers hanging around, I'm telling you. And I think I met a bunch of them last night. A whole bunch of new listeners I met last night, too. Been listening for a while, but we'll get to that in a minute. But a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. And up to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all that you do. And to the Uber drivers, to the Lyft drivers, the taxi drivers, and the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And give a shout at, take a look and give a shout at all the different things that we have over there to offer you that will save you money. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And David, the Uber driver, that was for you and your flag right there that you have. He's got a flag in his little vent inside the car that he has, his Uber vehicle. And he says the Pledge of Allegiance right along with us when we're doing it, looking at his flag that's there in the vent hole that's there in the car. That's pretty neat.
That is very, very cool.
Yeah. Now, you know, we got a lot of things we can talk about. I'm going to get the bad stuff out of the way. Once again, we find out about some just absolute demonic stuff that was going on with Epstein, Mr. Epstein, and some sort of connection he had in France. I believe it was France. It was a businessman or something supplying him with 12-year-old girls. Did I hear that right?
Well, right. This is what the reports are that we know of, Captain, that there appears to be a French modeling, basically a tycoon or, you know, French modeling person who was a big manager, broke different people into the business and this kind of stuff. The reports are that for some reason, Epstein had a pipeline there by investing money into the operation, which may have resulted in what we understand as being 12-year-old girls being brought to Epstein's island as a quote-unquote birthday present, is what I've heard. So these are very explosive reports, and of course, as the investigation continues, we'll get confirmation on these kinds of things. But this is, as you mentioned, it's almost demonic. I mean, people who will do things to children is just unconscionable.
Yeah, and this guy, it sounds like the more we keep finding out about this, and by the way, the investigation is still ongoing, not only into his death, but into what was going on, and it hasn't stopped. There's still a bunch of people that stand to get hit by the big hammer when it falls.
Well, that's exactly right. And now back in 2008, there was the plea agreement with Epstein, which from what we understand may have shielded some of his conspirators or others that might not have been investigated as a result of that deal. However, the U.S. attorney, I think, doesn't see it that way. I don't think Attorney General Barr sees it that way either. And they will be looking very closely at some of these different people who may have provided Epstein with girls and trafficked them to him or had some other kind of connection to him. So tonight, nobody should be, who was ever involved with Epstein in that way, should be resting comfortably at all.
Well, I don't care what kind of agreements they had with somebody back in 2008. If something was still going on, regardless of those agreements, then that's fair game, in my humble opinion.
Well, absolutely. That's exactly right. And then also you have the private citizens who may bring lawsuits against the Epstein estate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get, unfortunately, a lot of details about the things that went on and that were done to these people. And so it's just going to get worse from this point forward, I think, in terms of what we will learn.
Right. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Kyle comes on the program at least five nights of the six nights we're on. And this week he will be on five nights because tomorrow night at this time you'll hear from Wayne Allen Root. Now, kind of a tongue-in-mouth moment. President Trump called off his meeting he was going to have with the Danish prime minister over the Greenland comments he made about buying Greenland.
Well, that's right. He was scheduled, evidently, for a state visit to Denmark on September the 7th at the invitation of Queen Margrethe II, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Uh-huh.
So he said basically he's going to save them some time, saving some money in terms of the cost of the state visit, and that he'll reschedule, meeting with them for another time. His statements, though, seemed sort of upbeat. It didn't seem to be very negative in and of itself. But, of course, Greenland has a strategic value. It's got minerals and these kinds of things. This has been talked about, I think, from Harry Truman's time and even before that in the 19th century, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So President Trump may want to learn more about this, and
okay.
Who knows? He may still get it.
Hold that thought. By the way, folks, if you haven't seen it, there's a cartoon floating around Facebook with a high-rise Trump Tower sitting in the middle of the big city there in Greenland. So that's what we're looking at now. All right, Cassie's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And talking to some people last night at the Tampa Trump Club, and they were asking me about Relief Factor. And they said, does that stuff really work? And I says, hell yeah, it works. As a matter of fact, no sooner said that, and my compadre, Kathy, the author from Rules for Deplorables, was taking some relief that she, or relief, taking some Relief Factor that she had right there, because she's now taking it too a couple times a day to help her with the pain that she's got. And remember, she's another person that's broken her back and had a number of fractures because of an industrial accident that she had that literally knocked her out of the job that she was in and brought her to the world of writing and being an author. But I will tell you, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, and I mean nagging pain, I've got arthritis, and I don't need to explain much more. But if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, foot pain, whatever kind of pain you got, even muscle aches, Relief Factor, with its all-new natural ingredients, is something that can help you. It's worked for me. Believe me, I started the same way you would, with the 1995 3-week quick start. I ordered it, started to take it, followed the instructions verbatim, and simply put, it's worked for me since I started it, and I'm still taking it today. Now, when I stop taking it, or when I slow down, going from twice a day to once a day, I do notice, guess what, the pain comes back. But when I take it twice a day, once in the morning, my morning, that is, because my morning is usually an afternoon, but when I start with my first meal of the day, and then when I have my second meal, which is usually around supper time, I call that lunch, that's when I take it a second time. But it works. So all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. It costs $19.95 plus shipping. You can get it sent to you quicker if you want for about 10 extra bucks. But it'll show up within 3 to 5 days normally. Otherwise, you can pay the extra postage and get it there sooner. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Work for me, and hopefully it'll work for you. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Kyle, your favorite son out there, female favorite son, pardon the pun, Kamala Harris, is suddenly losing a bunch of her support. Her message is not getting there, and I don't know what happened, but it looks like she's lost about two-thirds of her support as of right now.
That's right. Over the last 6 weeks or so, she's lost that, and she's going down in the polls, lower than she has been earlier this year. And so this is really quite astounding, because she was sort of framed as the, you know, she's, you know, likely going to be the nominee, or at least she's a strong contender. She even referred to herself essentially as a top-tier candidate when Tulsi Gabbard was coming after her in those, in that one debate. But, you know, I don't know, you know, if there's one particular factor about Kamala Harris. I think it's a combination. Number one, you have a crowded field of these Dem hopefuls. And number two, though, she just is not able to connect. And I've said this before. She's not able to sort of make that leap to the voters, where the voters feel like, yes, she can represent us. She's going to unify us and so forth. And also, interestingly enough, we see some of that support maybe going back to Biden. So are the primary voters beginning to think, well, we really need to look forward to the general election? But Kamala Harris just has not caught fire. She's not able to get the flywheel going, as it were, to get the engine started. And boy, it's just been an uphill battle for her.
And my question to you is, she's being gone after, not by Tulsi Gabbard, but by some others too. And Bernie Sanders, and by the way, Elizabeth Warren has dug into that big lead too. Is that not correct?
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, she's getting much stronger, and especially even with the crowds. Yeah.
Now, Bernie Sanders, who's the gift that keeps on giving, has got some support there, and this is what the actress Susan Sarandon had to say. And not only did she support Bernie Sanders in this, but she tore into Elizabeth Warren.
I'm heartened by the fact that so many people are on the ground knocking on doors and helping to give information that the mainstream media either is suppressing or corrupting or misrepresenting. It's so, so important, because when people know, and when they hear the senator's policies, when they see his track record, when they know how authentic he is and how he has been fighting for these issues for so long, he is the only one that has that reputation. He is not someone who used to be a Republican. He is not someone who used to take money or still takes money from Wall Street. He is the real deal. And that's why this is it. We don't have time for incremental change. We don't have time for middle ground. And I'm sure as people who live off the land, as people who see the crises in various communities, and people who are thinking for themselves, you understand that this is the moment we have to stand up and be counted and bring people in. And I want to thank you as a New Yorker for leading the way. I want to thank you for my grandchildren. Thank you. Oh, now I'm supposed to say, is he ready? Is the senator ready? Here he comes, the man of the hour, the man that we want to hear, that we're really here to hear from, Senator Bernie Sanders, the real deal.
Now, did you hear the paltry round of applause?
Right, yeah.
He might have had 100 people there.
Yeah, exactly.
But the other thing that's going on is, and I don't know if you were aware of this, but Senator Elizabeth Warren the other day spent most of her day talking to a group of Indians at the state fair, apologizing to them in case there was any misunderstanding about her Indian heritage and this, that, and the other. And you brought up something very interesting during the break when we were talking about this. Apparently, any reference to her being an Indian that was on her website has now been scrubbed.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. And so I wouldn't be surprised, of course, if that wasn't what was happening. Because obviously she wants to do the apology, she wants to get this behind her, she wants to keep moving forward, but of course, you know, the internet especially has a long memory, and all these different news reports and everything that went on, of course, President Trump with his Pocahontas moniker for her, that's not going to go away anytime soon. And so the question is, you know, if she may find some Indian groups, perhaps, that may say all is forgiven, but you better bet that many of these different Democrat hopefuls, they're not going to forget that anytime soon. They're going to remind her of it every chance they get.
Now, I want you to listen to Morning Joe Scarborough and Mika and one of the panelists that they have that's on their program a lot. Listen to this little comment about the size of the crowd that Elton John had and the size of the crowd that the president had.
You now expect Donald Trump to start talking about crowd size. For many people, yesterday suggested that this was once again the president looping. Not a good look for him, and still ridiculous that he is still claiming that there was massive voter fraud when he has absolutely no evidence of it.
Yeah, and the author of the study, Robert Epstein, actually came out yesterday and said he didn't say Google manipulated those votes and that the president was twisting his words. But Gene Robinson, here we are again, the president of the United States disputing the numbers around the election. Mm. It started with the inauguration numbers, you know, the crowd size at his inauguration. He's obsessed with the idea that America is not celebrating his victory, that he didn't win by as much as he thinks he did, that he lost the popular vote, that somehow the questions around Russia call into question how he won the election. This has been a thorn in his side since the day he was elected.
Now, let's talk about that for just a second, because Donald Trump does draw big crowds. I mean, they had to shut the doors up in New Hampshire because they could only put 12,000 people inside, and they wouldn't let anybody else inside, and there was a huge overflow crowd outside of another 20,000 people. You add 12 and 20, what do you got, 32,000?
Right.
When's the last time you heard about 32,000 at an Elton John concert?
Right. Well, see, the thing is, the people are coming out to see Trump. They want to hear from him. They want to show their support, not only for Trump, but they're showing support for so-called Trumpism, the idea, the things that he's bringing to the table, cutting the taxes, et cetera, all these different things that need to be done. And so one of the only weapons the media can do now is to try to ridicule it, try to call it into question, because they know they can't actually stop the people from coming to his rallies. They know how many people are there, so they've got to try and get a false narrative going.
And we have a presidential function coming here from the Donald Trump campaign on Thursday at the Tampa Convention Center, where we'll probably have 3,000 people roughly inside the area where we're going to be going to in the Tampa Convention Center. Kellyanne Conway, Casey DeSantis, the governor of Florida, the wife of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and Pam Bondi on Thursday downtown at the Tampa Convention Center. And I guarantee you that is going to draw a big crowd for what the event is. And again, there's going to be people that won't be able to get in.
That's right. You better believe it. Yeah.
All right. Here comes the music again. That means Kyle's going to take a little break. I'm going to take a little break. We'll come back with our last gasp of air to blast it away here in the third segment of the program. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional aides say discussion with the White House on gun control measures had not been very productive, and there are new concerns that President Trump is again backing off his earlier support of things like background checks. The White House is now confirming that the president spoke with NRA head Wayne LaPierre. The administration is denying he ever supported universal background checks. In the wake of the recent shootings, the president has repeatedly called for meaningful checks. But in the Oval Office, the president said he believes the current checks are, quote, very strong. That suggests he now doesn't believe there needs to be any additional measures. In the past, this has happened before. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said, these continual retreats are heartbreaking, particularly for the families of the victims of gun violence. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And Wayne Allyn Root will be on the program tomorrow night. He'll be taking the place of Kyle Warren. He'll be doing his bi-weekly appearance here. You'll want to tune in for that. And by the way, get your motor running. I guess maybe you'll need to get the fuel, the popcorn, the potato chips, have the soda ready, whatever, because Wayne's going to light it up as he always does here on the program. But right now, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk show host. And all you got to do to find out more about them is go to their website, geico.com. That's GEICO.com. Now, while you're there, you'll type in your zip code. You'll find out where your local Geico office is, who your agent is, and they can provide you coverage for just about everything that you own. Now, they'll offer coverage for your car, the truck that you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the Geico Insurance Agency office near you. So, check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Find out who your local agent is, or just do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone book and look in it. If you don't have a phone book, then look them up online. But geico.com is the place to go, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Of course, we were talking about Bernie. We were talking about Kamala. We were talking about Elizabeth Warren. We started out talking about the subject that we had to, and that's Epstein, to get that garbage out of the way about the stuff that came out about him yesterday. But now we're going to move along in the scheme of things, as it will. Oh, and we also mentioned that the president is not going to be conversing with the prime minister of Denmark, because he was going to have a little chat with them over the the comments that were made about buying Greenland, which you've seen the Facebook picture or caricature, right, of the Trump Tower, the big high rise at the edge of the fjord there in Greenland.
Right, right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's coming for Greenland if Trump can buy it for the
night. I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind going up there and staying in that. That wouldn't be too bad, would it?
No, but, you know, Newt Gingrich commented as well that, you know, maybe he could promote golf courses, come play on a glacier or something like that.
Yeah, with a beach ball. Go hit the beach ball on a glacier. But then again, and they just lost one of their glaciers up there, too.
That's true.
Yeah, global warming. Okay, now, what is this lawsuit that has erupted by the detained illegal aliens? I think it's in California, and they're complaining about the living conditions they're in and the medical care they're getting. They're lucky they're getting any of that. They should have been, in my opinion, these people should have been deported, sent right back to wherever the hell they came from.
Well, what we understand, I think, some of these different claims have to do with people with disabilities. One person says he was denied a wheelchair. Another person says they didn't have an interpreter, this kind of thing. And so, yes, you're right. This seems to be a natural outgrowth of the whole situation, but it is something, obviously, that will work its way through the court system. But, you know, I think most people, most Americans, Captain, believe that, you know, we need to have a good system of processing people that do come across the border or found to have come across the border. But at the same time, though, we don't hear the Democrats really trying to work in a bipartisan way to manage this actual problem better, but of course want to use it as a political hammer, basically, to try to make it look like the president is a racist or America is bad or any of these kinds of things.
Now, you don't hear a lot about other countries in Central America and South America other than Venezuela, right?
Right. Yes, exactly, because of all the...
There are other countries that are hurting almost as bad as Venezuela. Not quite, but almost. There are other socialist countries in South America other than Venezuela. One of them is Bolivia. And we heard from a young lady last night who's been in the United States now for 5 years. She escaped the oppression in Bolivia and found her way to the United States, fell in love with one of our foreign service people that work for the State Department. He married her, and she's been in the country now for 5 years. They have a young son. She's learning English. She's doing much better than what she was to begin with. And to listen to her story and what it took for her to get out of Bolivia, you really get a sense of what the heck is going on in Venezuela, where we're not getting a lot of information. And for the life of me, I don't understand why the people haven't stood up with whatever they could stand up with and go and take their country back.
Well, no, I'm with you 100% on that. Of course, Maduro is becoming more ensconced with the kind of support he has.
Well, he's entrenched. He's got people surrounding him now. It's giving him a chance, everything he can, to remain there, and he's got to go.
Oh, absolutely. But I think, of course, one of the issues, of course, that comes in when you have this kind of authoritarian regime. Now, people say, well, it's socialism and this kind of thing. Well, that leads to an authoritarian regime, ultimately, and the people don't have weapons, for one thing. That would have all been taken away long ago, if for whatever they may have had. But, of course, it's very difficult. So that's why it's so very important for the United States to make it absolutely clear that whatever the Venezuelan people do, and of course they've recognized the new president of Venezuela as opposed to Maduro, and most countries have done. I think Bolivia is one of them who hasn't, obviously, from what their whole thing is. But right, yeah, this is why it's so important to be unified in giving support, so that when something does happen, it can follow through.
And I just want to take this opportunity to recognize some people that are chiming in on the Facebook page. Al up in Nebraska is telling me he's getting a thunderstorm up there where he's at. And stay low there, Al, but not too low. And Catwoman and Road Dog are on their way back down to Laredo. They're in North Little Rock, Arkansas. And they're underway again right now listening to us. And we heard from David, the Uber driver, and Wally. We heard from Wally. And happy birthday to Winnie. Winnie, happy birthday. It's his birthday today, so there you go. And to Lynn up in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, hope you're doing well. Nice comment there as well. And to you too, Peg, hope you're doing well. And like I said, Kyle, last night we had a big crowd, at the Tampa Trump Club at Muggs and on Omerton there in Largo. And next week we expect to have just as big a crowd at Club 45 over in Brandon over at the River Church, because it's a much larger facility, number one. And we're going to have a lot of speakers there, including me. So and I plan, Kyle, I plan on lighting a fire under everybody in the building. When I get done, they're going to want to go out the door and find something just ripping up.
I don't doubt it. And you know, Captain, you know, these people are making these treks, and they're coming in and they're gathering together because...
And they're coming from over 2 hours away.
That's right. Yeah. You were telling me they're coming as far away as Fort Myers and
Orlando way the heck up in north of Hernando County, up in Citrus County, and up in Alachua. I mean, goodness sakes, you know, and these people are coming out of their way to come to these events because they want to be with like-minded people, and they want to find out what's going on and take some of that energy back there. But speaking of energy, Bahrain is now part of the naval force that's guaranteeing the movement of the commercial vessels through the Straits of Hormuz and whatnot, along with the United States and the United Kingdom. Bahrain has got some Corvette-size destroyers, the smaller destroyer, and they're out there in the mix right now with their ships.
That's right. And as we know, the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain. And so them joining together, of course, with Great Britain. I mean, this is a major issue, and I'm surprised it's not more of an issue out on the campaign trail. Of course, it would be with the president day to day,
but it's national security.
It's totally national security.
I mean, we don't have a bunch of tankers over there anymore because we don't need the oil out of there. But to the people in Europe, they have to have that oil from there. And guess what? They have to have ships over there bringing it to them. And they've got ships over there that are transporting this. You know, France does. You know, Germany does. What are they going to do when Germany, one of their tankers gets absconded, which no doubt they will? Are they just going to go, Yamo, we give you the money. How much do you want? You know, what are they going to do?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, or it will...
Sorry, Maria.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Maria in Germany. But yes, it could escalate into something very, very bad very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all this has to do with Iran. And goodness gracious me, why we're not hearing some of the candidates hammering Iran and what they're up to and why they're causing all this to occur is just beyond me.
And Martin in California is saying that he's going to be the last person to leave California. When he does, he's bringing the American flag with him. So you better get your bags back, Kyle.
That's right. He's right.
All right. Well, you'll have tomorrow night off. We'll talk to you the next night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And it's KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. I'll be right back with the first Truckers and Highway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alright, so highway junkie needs that old white line. And I'll tell you what, we need to get out on highways and byways and take a good long look at what's going on right now. Because This portion of the program is brought to you by your pilot and your Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's ever truck stop anymore, I will tell you that. And, of course, it is definitely what it is because of the fact of the matter that we here on the Captain's America Truck Stop program section of the program here, and this is your truck stop when we do the highways and byways, I do go out and I do get into these pilots and I do get into these Flying J's and stop by and say howdy howdy, and we're starting to travel a little bit more as we get out and do the speaking circuit as the politicking season is coming upon us, and more people are asking me to go out, and as long as I can do it reasonably, especially during the week, get out and get back and do my radio show, no problemo. And then on the weekends, we go a little bit further, and you'll be seeing me up there in Valdosta, Georgia in the not-too-distant future, working things out with Scott James as he runs for mayor up there, and I definitely am getting behind his campaign. So, a large ridge of high pressure continues to deliver summer heat with humidity in several sections of the country. Now, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect across the desert southwest, the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, and a small part of the middle Atlantic. Meanwhile, severe thunderstorms are in the forecast again for the northeast and the northern middle Atlantic with damaging winds and heavy monsoonal type rains. And I don't need to tell anybody down here in Florida what it's like to have heavy rain, because boy, oh boy, oh boy, we've had some thunderstorms down here, and all of a sudden you look out there in the afternoon, it's like, hey, wait a minute, did a storm show up that I don't know about? Because it's been pouring, 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 pouring. Anyway, it is what it is, right? So let's tell you what's going on here. I guess we'll go with the heat to begin with, because we do have that heat still in Texas, north and central Texas. We do definitely have it up there in Oklahoma. And you folks in Oklahoma, sorry, there's just no way to back out of this. But I will tell you, it is definitely a situation where you don't need to be too complacent about what's going on. But going over to Arkansas, most of Arkansas is underneath this. And the fact of the matter is also with the situation that we've got going here, we have the northern part of Louisiana. We have the northern part of Mississippi, the western part to include Memphis, all in the midst of things here. And definitely the heat factors today will be right up there. And don't worry about what is or what isn't going to be something, because I'm telling you, when I tell you how warm it's going to be, oh boy, is it ever. Is it ever. So it becomes, one of those deals again. Now, going out west, go to Arizona. We'll get out there to California. We'll get out there to Las Vegas. And wowzer, all I can tell you is the temperatures out there will be well over 100 degrees, approaching 110. And the fact of the matter is, you're going to have a heat index. You won't even care what the temperature is, because it's going to be warm enough out there to fry an egg on the sidewalk again. So please be careful out there. Please be careful out there. Okay? Now, all that being said, we've got some developing systems going on here over in the western part of Kentucky, the southern part of Illinois, the southeastern corner of Indiana, developing scattered thunderstorms coming out of there. We do have some heat and some thunderstorms in the mix today for southeastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey and southern New York. We do have right now, again, and Al pointed out to me that it was raining pretty good up there with some thunderstorms where he's at. Well, yeah, Al, it is, because you got a big line of storms. But behind you, my friend, you've got more coming by the looks of this. Flash flood watches, flash flood warnings, and wow. It is what it is, Al. You're going to be in it for a little while by the looks, and that is again moving to the east. Now, the northwestern corner of Colorado, some unsettled weather there, and the northeastern corner of Colorado going over into Nebraska, again, coming up I-76, some unsettled weather there. And just keep your eyes in the skies. And tonight, in the northwest, we do have weather coming in that will coming in off the Pacific that will have effects on the entire state of Washington today. Down along the southern part of the Washington border with Oregon, you'll definitely have a situation down there where weather will be an issue. So there you go. But keep in mind here on the Captain's America Third Watch, we do look out for you, for the truckers, and it is definitely what we do here, and we get it. We get it. You people out there listening to us on the highways and byways, we appreciate you very much. And to all our hands out there tonight that are on the road, especially those that are coming down from Atlanta, listening to us on AM 920 The Answer, and you switch it over when you get further down the line to 92.1, and then when you get further down the line, you listen to us on 107.5. We appreciate you coming down here, making those turns out of Atlanta every night. And also to our Crete and our Hunt Transportation and our Schaefer Trucking drivers, UPS, FedEx, Freight, and I saw one the other day that chimed in, and I haven't heard of you. XPO, Expedited Freight, XPO. So we've got apparently some of those drivers that are tuning in. So we appreciate as well you guys and gals out there. And, of course, to our military and our firefighters and our EMTs and our police officers, we appreciate you very much. There's one of my friends yesterday that we had had lunch with the captain that came over to see me was a retired FDNY firefighter from Ladder 123. He was also, excuse me, a World War II veteran who had become a firefighter after World War II. He was into his 90s, but he wanted to come and have lunch with the captain, and we were honored that he came to visit us yesterday. Those are the kind of people that we bend over backwards to make sure that we do everything we can to try to help them with any problems they have. By the way, coming up next month, I need to tell you that we will be starting the Captain's America fishing with the veterans. So we're going to be taking veterans out on the pontoon boats, the party barges, in wheelchairs. They'll be able just to come right up a ramp and just put that chair right on without a whole bunch of aggravation, unlike the center console boats. We'll get you right on the boat. We'll take three of you out with your relatives or whoever, or if you don't have somebody to be with you, we'll be with you. We'll have one of our Freedom Boat Club folks will be with us, one of their captains, seeing to it that everything gets taken care of properly, and of course we'll have all the proper safety equipment and whatnot. So we're looking forward to bringing veterans out to go fishing with the captain, and we're going to be doing that. And we'll be letting you know more about that. I'll be talking to the people today over at Burt's Harley, who I'll be at their grand opening, by the way, on Sunday. The new store on 49th Street across the street from Quaker State Lube. And they're going to have a big thing for veterans. Veterans will eat free. Big old barbecue from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll be dancing. Cornhole tournament. There'll be cash prizes given out. I'll be there. I'll have my booth there. I'll have my big A60 tent. You'll be able to see me there with my flagship station. But right now, we got to take a break. Top of the hour, we're coming back with Ms. Rosemary, prayer intercessor. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.